Thanks for joining A&M Conversation With, a podcast series featuring Alvarez and Marsal leaders discussing the trends impacting businesses today.
On this episode of A&M Conversation With, we will be featuring part two from a webinar on valuation issues for private equity funds. The moderator, Ian Blance of Voltaire Advisors, talks to Richard Bibby and Mark McMahon about how they select valuation methodologies.
If you are required to fair value an asset of any shape or form, a business at whatever stage of the cycle, then selecting that approach is clearly one of the most important initial factors. So how do you guys sort of take that start point?
Very often that decision is somewhat made for you. You know, if you've got a rather standard operating company, you really should be factoring in, you know, the three major approaches of, you know, discounted cash flow, preceding transactions, and comparable companies. The issue you may be really more focused on is how to weight those. You know, in today's world, when you're thinking about valuing private equity companies, I've always said that, you know, valuation is a story best told over time. So we really gravitate towards metrics that origination, whether that be the levered or unlevered IRR, the implied revenue or EBITDA or the cash flow multiple or something similar to that, and then how things evolve from there. And that would necessitate obviously using all of those approaches.
Maybe you would like to comment a little bit on that, Richard.
My take on it is the same. Quite often, you know, from a valuer, where we're looking at this all the time, the relevant methodology that is reasonable is semi-dictated on the back of the life cycle of the business or the industry that it's in. And so for us, because we've seen it so many times, sometimes it can look quite challenging from an outsider that maybe hasn't got quite the same experience. But quite often what we're trying to do is always to triangulate or use multiple methodologies to help us to justify or support maybe a primary approach, or as Mark mentioned, how do you weight the two or the three or the four methodologies. We always try to use at least two methodologies, if not more. I am often asked, let's say, for example, for infrastructure investors, is there any other way other than discounted cash flow? Because they're in their industry, they're always looking at income. To use another approach, quite often to them, can be counterintuitive in the way that they look at it in terms of what their returns to investors might be and the expectation that the asset they're investing in is going to be producing income. So why would you look at any other approach? We would always try to do some elements of cross-check to make sure there are no specific factors that using one methodology may provide an inaccurate or an inappropriate valuation on those on that approach.
For our listeners, for more information, visit our homepage at alvarezandmarsal.com and connect with us on LinkedIn at Alvarez and Marsal.